This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Chelsea Lynn Drake, assistant editor and staff writer for a community magazine about the Missoula Valley. Drake lives in Stevensville, Montana, over 2,000 miles west of the Hudson Valley of New York, where she was born and raised.
Drake reflects on the everyday things that develop to become one central passion over a lifetime. She writes,
"Some days I'm the little girl I was 15 years ago, leather boots and tall grass, stroking the black silk neck of my horse. She and I are like limbs of the same tree, growing up and into ourselves, finding a way through fire and ice. I rub my hands together to ball up the horsehair and field dust of the day as it splinters along my fingers and lifelines. I pick lush grass and feed it to her over the fence, no longer having to stand on the bottom rail to reach her. These memories in our day-to-day remind me of another life, a time when my father was alive, when my mother would tie blue ribbons at the end of my waist-length braids and take my picture on the front lawn before a competition. I can still relive those too dark to see mornings in the scent of my horse's mane and muzzle and in the salty sweet bouts of her breath. This horse has buoyed me the way every cowgirl's horse has, by being there. I well up with tears watching her stretch out across our pasture, the way I sometimes did when both of us were small. It's the sacred sweat that we've shed along these years that's worn away our innocence without our knowing. It's the language we speak when the rhythm of her hooves matches that of my heart."
Drake pairs her reflection with a poem by Maxine Kuman, who won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 1973.
In this excerpt, Kuman has an imaginary conversation with Georgia O'Keeffe, a famously innovative artist who was also an accomplished horsewoman and an honoree in the Cowgirl Hall of Fame. The poem embodies the beauty of both our own self-discipline and our need to answer the passions that beckon us. She writes,
"The Calling. Over my desk, Georgia O'Keeffe says, 'I have no theories to offer,' and then takes refuge in the disembodied third-person singular. One works, I suppose, because it is the most interesting thing one knows to do. Oh, Georgia, sashaying between first base and shortstop, as it were, drawing up a list of all the things one imagines one has to do. You get the garden planted, you take the dog to the vet, you certainly have to do the shopping. Syntax, like sex, is intimate. One doesn't lightly leap from person to person. The painting, you said, is like a thread that runs through all the reasons for all the other things that make one's life. Oh, awkward, invisible third person, come out, stand up, be heard. Poetry is like farming. It's a calling. It needs constancy, the deep woods drumming of the grouse, and long life like George's. Who is talking to one, talking to me, talking to you?"
An excerpt from a poem by Maxine Kuman.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.